The Democratic Alliance is calling upon the Minister of Employment and Labour to involve private sector service providers in the processing and payment of COVID-19 claims submitted to the embattled compensation fund. As increasing numbers of employees return to the workplace with the easing of lockdown levels, cases of occupationally acquired COVID-19 are going to soar and then persist until a vaccine becomes widely available. The compensation fund is now liable, in terms of a directive that was issued at the end of March, to pay a benefit to workers who can prove that they contracted COVID-19 at the workplace. The problem is the compensation fund has a long and undistinguished history of inefficiency, maladministration, and financial mismanagement, which means that it is probably going to buckle under the weight of claims. We've already seen the problems encountered by the Unemployment Insurance Fund in paying out the COVID-19 TERS benefit. Well, compared with the compensation fund, the UIF runs like a Swiss watch. In addition to this, the compensation fund switched over to a new processing and payment system online in October last year, which has turned out to be a complete disaster. So, the DA today raises the orange flag and we call upon the Minister of Employment and Labour to reach out to either a private medical aid or a private insurance provider to get them to take over the processing and payment of COVID-19 claims that come the way of the compensation fund.